Jesus told a story. A man had an estate that he wanted to pass on to his two boys. The younger one, tired of all the rules, regs, and hard work, wanted his part now. He would hit the road and his worries would be over. Yeah, right. Dad knew what was going to happen. The inheritance would go up in smoke, but it would be worth it if life's lessons were learned. The boy was off, free at last. Funny how friends come from nowhere when you have money. Soon the inheritance was squandered through wine, women, and song, and friends evaporated with the morning mist. About the same time, a famine hit, and he found a job with a hog breeder. He got so hungry, he felt like eating what the pigs ate. Finally, the Bible says he came to his senses. Maybe there's a parent out there listening whose child left on bad terms. Unless they're minors, the best decision to come home is the one they make themselves. But you can pray for them, and somebody from heaven will be by their side. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Inform Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Would you look around you now? And- Welcome to Hour 2 of the Present Truth, This Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. January 20th, Monday, 2025, Inauguration Day. Podcasts, 1360khnc.com, Present Truth site. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. First hour is also archived on the podcast section on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Donald Trump's inauguration. I concluded the first hour with the thought that we have a reprieve, temporary reprieve for the American people from the destructive winds, rains of the previous administration, not the President Biden or Vice President Harris. They were never president or vice president, but they were, these two were placed in Trump was removed. They were put in Trump's place to keep the corporation alive. If Trump would have, he won the election in 2020, if he'd have been in the position as president in the White House, this election that just took place would have been who knows who. Could have been Trump's, one of Trump's sons. You don't know. But the momentum of a Trump 8-year back-to-back period, we would, the Republican Party, the not deep state people would now still be in place. The world would have been changed. The world is going to change, like Trump stated in his speech, a golden age. And I just have to say, there's going to be a reprieve, a temporary. I don't know if it's going to be a year. I don't know if it's going to be 6 months, where Donald Trump is going to move an agenda that is not a globalist agenda. He will move his agenda to assist, help free the American people from the grip of the globalists. Is that going to be for 6 months? Will it be a year in 6 months? I don't know. I don't think it'll be 2 years. Donald Trump's replacement is already behind the scenes preparing for his return. The only one that will be able to replace Donald Trump would be Barack Obama. There is no other replacement. Donald Trump had last, was it Friday? A 3.5-hour meeting with Bill Gates. Donald Trump is going to be instrumental in assisting Barack Obama and Bill Gates for the coming change in this country politically. And Donald Trump is, you might say, setting the table for them. He is taking care of what they're going to need to rule the world. The Panama Canal, the one's going to benefit from that. Yes, the United States, but it will be Barack Obama. Greenland, yes, Donald Trump is working his plan, and Greenland and all the resources of Greenland. Greenland will be the Chinese base on Greenland right now. See, over the top, the Arctic, it's the Arctic Silk Road. China has got a Silk Road coming from China to the Middle East, and also it splits and goes into Europe, the One Belt Road. There's another Belt Road in the oceans down to India into the Persian Gulf. Then you have the Arctic Silk Road and access to Europe and access, and China has a military base, a port on Greenland. Donald Trump, the threat to the United States is not Russia. It is China. It is Xi Jinping. In my view, I believe that it will be Xi Jinping that prepares the Chinese armies for Armageddon in about 7-8 years. I'm in a conundrum. I'm in a state where if Christ delays his coming, he will return in 2033. If he hastens his coming, he will come in 2032. If this summer, if Russia, Iran, Turkey, armies from the north, if these nations will bring all of their armies in mass, plus Ethiopia and Libya out of North Africa, Russia will come with these armies. Russia is to be a protector, to protect these nations from what? From America. Russia is going to be a protector for Turkey, the other nations from the north, for Iran, Ethiopia, Libya. These armies have to come with great supplies into northern Jordan, to the area around Amman, Jordan, south, in the northern part of present-day Jordan, east of the Jordan River, into the mountainous area. And if that occurs this summer, Christ will return in 2032. If it occurs next summer, he'll return 2033. I'll have to expound on that when I get back.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
Just like all of you, I had problems sleeping. I had tried every pillow out there and nothing worked. I'd flip-flop all night, use my arm for support, and fall asleep, or I'd wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache. Well, quality sleep comes from keeping your neck straight at night. You have to fill in that space between your head and your bed. That's why I invented MyPillow. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it doesn't matter if you sleep on your back, stomach, side, or any combination of all three.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to get Classic King MyPillows for only $19.98. Queen size just $18.98. Standard Classic MyPillows only $14.98. That's right, only $14.98. Plus all orders $75 or more ship absolutely free.
Thank you.
We are in the time of horses. The horses of the apocalypse. The four riders. We're in that time. One of the riders that is about to mount up and begin the great wars of the end of the world. That individual is just about to mount a horse, a white horse, and go to war with the world. I'm giving you some insight. You don't have to believe it. You don't even have to think I'm sane. I'm not asking you to believe that I'm sane or unwell. I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell, is what the song says. No, I'm absolutely sane, and I am well psychologically. The first rider, the white horse, there's a rider, there's the name of an individual that sits on that horse. In my view, name is Barack Obama. And once he takes his position again, you can say, according to the prophecy in Revelation chapter 6, he is now seated on the horse, he's back in power, and he goes to make war with the nations. Donald Trump right now is going to, in this reprieve period, set him up, prepare him for his duties. One thing Donald Trump will do is stabilize the economy for the American people. The reprieve is for the American people, even the Trump haters, to give you a little time to breathe, a little hope, even for those that hate Trump. The individuals that were there at the inauguration, these men, they're going to go back, they're going to reassemble, regroup, plan their next strategies of evil, how they can scuttle, they can cause this administration to implode. It's what they do. You see, these people are employed. And when you're in a secret, when you have been sworn allegiance to a secret society, you are a employee. And you're an employee of whatever secret society you swear to. Up chain is always the devil. Always Satan. And this means that these individuals are the employees of the devil. And to the day they stop breathing, they have to continue their evil. There's a principle in the Bible that I guess you should know. That people that meet Christ in a genuine way, till the time through their lives, whether it be a brief period or a extended period of time, until they die, they are servants of the kingdom of heaven and should carry out their duties, that they have the blueprint, they have in the kingdom of heaven there's order. And they work until they die. The prophet Samuel, Paul, he was still working when he was beheaded by Rome in the dungeons. He worked till the day that he went to be with the Lord. Some of the Christian people, they really need to go be with the Lord much sooner rather than later. Now, the principle is, as long as a Christian person has breath, if you have, through your lifetime, learned to pray, even in your deathbed, you can still pray, you can still have a visit and visit with and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, that principle that I'm presenting to you is exactly the same principle that the children of the devil, they have learned that principle from the Christian way, Christ's ways. And they continue even to the point when they are basically 2 feet in the grave. They do not leave Satan's service. They stay, they are employed. And they, even into their 70s, their 80s, their 90s, to the very time that they are actually leave this world, they continue to do their evil. They don't stop. They picked up the Christian principle. And the Christian people don't even know that principle. Till the day I go be with the Lord, I will be effective. Till the day I'm gone out of this body, I will be effective for Christ. Even if I can't talk, even if I'm in and out of consciousness, when I'm in consciousness or when I'm conscious, I can still be effective. Well, these people that are employees of the devil, the exact same thing. Look at Joe. Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand? Look at to his very last hour before Trump is sworn in. He is doing his evil, and he pardons family members. Fauci, who was a general. I can't remember the name of the general. He keeps till the day he loses power. He does evil. You see the principle. The principle is evident. The devil worshipers have taken the principles of the Christian walk with God, and they take that same principle, those ways, to walk with Satan. You can tell, I can tell, by looking into that political world, into that area, where deep beneath Washington, D.C., there are portals that go all the way to Tophet, the deepest parts of hell. And out of those portals, there are spirits that direct these criminal politicians and people in the pharmaceutical companies, everyone we see in the NGOs, in the climate change movement. These people serve the devil if they are in secret societies. The Jolly Green Giant. What is his name? John Kerry. These people, till the day they die, they will do their evil. Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Anthony Fauci, and they're servants of the devil, I believe. Their fruit exposes who they are. Till they die, they will do evil. There is no good thing in them. But they are the children. They are the servants of the devil. And Satan does protect them. I remember reading an article 5 years ago, an individual that really studied the laws in the Constitution and the laws, Declaration of Independence, all these laws. And he's an attorney. And he went and looked at the laws going back into when the Constitution was written. And in it, he found that there are these articles, there are these points where, and he was using the example, I'm using the example of Hillary Clinton. No matter what agencies, whether it be any law enforcement agency, all the way up to the Department of Justice, these people, the laws have been written where they cannot be prosecuted. unless by a hand of God, by the hand of God. They are exempt from prosecution. This is why I present to you repeatedly, if you're expecting justice with all the individuals that are responsible for the sickness, the individuals in the agencies of the federal government, whether it be the Defense Department, intelligence agencies, IRS, if you expect that there's going to be justice, don't hold your breath. Hillary is not going to be prosecuted. There is prosecution, there is judgment, people can be hung, the guillotine, electrocuted, that are on death row by chemical injection, firing squad. God will choose their end. But be assured, their end will come. Nancy Pelosi is a great example of an individual that, till even with her last breath, she'll do two things. She'll have a sip of wine and do something evil. That's Nancy. Maxine Waters. These are spiritual principles that the people don't understand. Christian people who should understand these principles don't. Why? Because they are in assemblies where the pastors have no depth. The men who lead them that stand at the pulpit have no depth. They don't know the ways of God. They don't know God, who He is, in judgment and in justice. All they know is how to speak, look good, make it to church on time so they can give a good message, and then end the message with asking for donations. That's all they're good for. But they don't help the society. They don't help the Christian family. So the principal, Joe Biden, till the day he leaves this earth, he cannot do anything to help mankind. Everything he does will be evil. Obama, the principals, he's a member of a secret society, Skull and Bone. He has been involved with, not Skull and Bones, Freemasonry. I've seen his ring. He forgot to take it off. And he was in, I think it was Russia, there with all the other Freemasons, including Putin. Some of these people that, like at one time, I was in a junior chamber of commerce in Anchorage, Alaska. Dave Cook, junior chamber of commerce. I was there for the drinks and the food and to meet people that were important. I wasn't there because I'd given my life to it. I was there because they had great parties. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll return.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Happy New Year, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. I'm here today to tell you what's in store for listeners of the Feeding Station in this new year of 2025. the Daily Scripture, we dive deep into the Old Testament, seeing God's plan of salvation begin to play out and learning how the whole New Testament all points to Jesus the Christ. For our daily devotion this year, we turn to one that is trusted and loved by many, My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. Our weekly message series continues in the book of Isaiah. We continue to pray through the Psalms, and on the Book Club channel, we read and discuss the books of the Apocrypha. All this and more as we continue to grow in faith and trust and obedience in God, together through His Word. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound. Apply direct pressure and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
So continuing, Vladimir Putin, even though he was with these people in Masons, the Freemasons, and Barack was there, it doesn't mean that he necessarily has been faithful or loyal, but as the president of Russia, he needs to know what's happening in his country. And Donald Trump has given the country once again the eye of the hurricane. He was able to steer the strong winds away and bring in calm and open skies temporarily. Now I'm understanding what it says in Revelation 17, chapter 17, verse 10. That he must continue a short space. I thought he finished the short space when he was kept out of his position as president once again. But no. He did win. He did win the election. He constitutionally was still the president during that time. But someone else had to come in and run the corporation because Donald Trump was going to put an end to the deep state. But now he's back again. So now the prophecy, I understand it more clearly. Now he will not finish these next 4 years. I don't know if he's going to get a year and a half. I don't know if he's going to get 6 months. Like I was stating earlier in the program, I think in the last hour, if, maybe it was this hour, a key event that will happen very shortly, I believe, Israel is going to destroy Damascus. Israel, just because of Donald Trump, did this halt to the military campaign in Gaza. No, it's going to, it will not stand. There's going to be conflict. It is going to escalate. Israel, even if Netanyahu is pressured by even Trump, God's hand, something will happen. This war, Israel is commanded in Psalm 83 by the prayers of Asaph, the King David's musician, who was a prophetic, who would sing prophetic music. And he sang this song about Psalm 83. God, these people hate you. They are coming. They are working. They are conspiring to destroy your people, to cause genocide, to kill them all, and then to remove the name of Israel from the history books. Ethnic cleansing. Lord, destroy them. Destroy the soldiers that they die and lay in the fields. Destroy the leaders that they are die violently for the whole world to see. It has happened. But he says, Lord, destroy all these enemies, family members and hostile nations. And here this Trump, people are, or this pause, this supposed ceasefire, something will happen. And it is going to escalate even worse than before. And Israel is going to finish this, the prophecy in Psalm 83. And right about that time, Damascus will be destroyed. Israel will take over the nation of Jordan. Russia, the Russian war in Ezekiel 38 and 39. If it occurs this summer, Christ will return in 2032. If Christ delays his coming by a year, he'll return 2033. Now, Donald Trump is going to set the stage for the coming replacement. And that replacement, there's only one person that the servants of the devil would acknowledge and would support wholeheartedly, and that is Barack Obama. Does Barack know about this? He must. And I heard that at today's inauguration, he sat there very confidently, like he's got this smirk, like he knows something that no one else knows. That's a trait of the most narcissistic man ever to have ever been born, Barack Obama. That is exactly according to the traits that he would have, what is spoken about the coming Antichrist in the Bible. Arrogant, in spite of not being in position. So, and then Trump, going back to Bill Gates. Bill Gates, I state this because eventually things will come to pass. Can't change what's going to come to pass. Bill Gates is going to be the individual that we refer to in the Revelation chapter 13, the second beast that comes out of the land. And he's the individual that performs great, marvelous, satanic miracles, and people are deceived by these miracles. One of the miracles is you can live forever. You can take a mark and you will be alive physically forever. Whoops. You're going to have existence forever, but at some point you're going to leave the physical world. You'll have existence in the coming world. And I have an article that I've never presented on the station. They have found these researchers, why do they even look at this stuff? They have found that and I have the article behind me. I should review it with you sometime. They have found existence, consciousness, after death. Exactly what the Bible says. They have found that there is consciousness after a person dies. That should make the hair on your head turn white. And if your hair is white, maybe your hair will turn dark. If you're a redhead, maybe you'll become a bluehead. There's a lot of people out there that have blue hair. To know that they have found there is consciousness after death. This is exactly what the Bible has been saying for thousands of years.
You've heard of support your local sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue natural health products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue natural health products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
The sun and the wind, the sun, the skies have opened once again over the United States, temporarily. The winds, the strong winds of destruction have once again been brought to a gentle breeze. How long will this last? I don't know. I have been thinking that if the Russian war occurs this coming summer, then Christ is saying that he's going to hasten his coming, and the replacement for Donald Trump is going to be back in office within, I don't know, 6 months. If the war doesn't occur this summer, this means that Trump will have a year and a half, roughly, to make headway, maybe less, I don't know. And that means that Christ's return will be 2033 in the fall feast period of time, the period known as trumpets. But either way, Christ is going to bring a reprieve to this country. Don't think these people aren't going to attempt anything they can, because they're just like their father, the devil. They're vindictive. They can never tell the truth. They will bring disharmony. They are people of chaos, of violence. Hamas, you could say, in a type. You have these people surrounding Israel that hate the Jewish people. The hatred is thousands of years, 3,700 years, deep hatred. You cannot remove that hatred out of their heart. They will not cease. And Hamas means violence. It is the word that is used in the book of Genesis. And the earth at the time of Noah, while he was building his ark, violence was the whole world was violent. Violence. Hamas. That's what you have. Hatred. Vindictiveness. Trading tit for tat. They will give up their life to kill one Jewish enemy. We have the same spirit in the United States, in the hard far left of Stalin, Lenin, Democrat Party. You have Hamas in this nation, in the spirit of it. These people will hate Donald Trump till he's either dead or he leaves the country. They hate him, his family. They will destroy everything. Given the opportunity, they will destroy him, his relationship with his wife, with his children, if they can eliminate them, his fortune, everything. You have Hamas right here. You have this spirit of violence in this country. Though Trump was sworn in, don't think they're going to push. They will push. And at some point, I don't like to tell you the truth, they will be successful once again. Donald Trump will not finish this four-year term. Possibly 6 months, maybe a little longer, a year. But eventually, Donald Trump is going to be replaced by the rider of the white horse, Revelation chapter 6. And I saw a white horse and a rider on that horse, and that rider's name is Barack Obama. I'm giving you the insight because God wants the mysteries of the Bible to be revealed. He wants the mysteries in the Scripture to be revealed to his people who don't listen, who don't pay attention, who keep Christ at a distance. Christ is nothing more than a good old friend, like, you know, been in Texas. They like to use the word Bubba, the company I work for. Was based in Dallas. I went down to interview. Hey, Bubba. And I'm Mexican. I'm thinking, oh, well, I must fit. Got a Bubba Mexican. But many Christians feel that Christ is just a friend. You know, just you slap him on the back, just a good old boy. No, Christ is anything but a good old boy. He is the very God that created all things, the universe. He's the one who, from the foundation of the world before the plates were laid under the earth, under the crust, he planned for each one of us that are even listening to this program for you to be here. And he wants the people to know his book of Revelation because it reveals who he is. And he wants you to know the rider of the white horse. It's a physical person. And he's coming to ride that horse to destroy the nations that oppose him. His name is Barack Obama. And he has a friend that will work with him, an individual that will work with him to carry out duties. I'll talk to you about that in a second.
Did you know a 2023 survey found that 43% of U.S. adults struggle to afford their health care, with 30% delaying or even skipping medical treatment due to cost concerns? Are you frustrated with health care? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with the SBA Co-op. I will help you find a health plan solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits for you and your family. Send me a text or call me anytime at 720-600-7797. Or visit my website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
Work with Michelle today and get a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored just for you. Call her today, 720-600-7797.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Finish this program for today. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the podcast section, the Present Truth site. Monday through Friday here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, this present truth program. So now you know the name of the rider of the white horse. And this means that when Donald Trump is replaced, when his short space is ended, this is the individual that's going to mount the white horse and is going to begin the conquest of the world using all of the weapons in the arsenal of the United States of America. Every weapon. Then the rider of the pale horse. I guess you want to know who that might be. Well, Bill Gates is the only individual that would be able to ride that horse, because that's the rider that uses death, war, famine, plagues, the initiator of plagues and sickness internationally. The only one I can see riding the pale horse is Bill Gates. This gives you an opportunity to begin to look at what the book of Revelation chapter 6 is talking about. See, we think these are just thoughts, just parables that are about animated figures or just concepts. No. These are people. Oh, I can prove it. Revelation chapter 13. There is a beast that comes out of the water, out of the sea. And he comes out of a world that is steeped in the most powerful witchcraft ever. And it is directed, all this witchcraft is going to find a home in the United States of America through this individual. The individual in the land, comes out of the land, he gets to rule and begin destruction on the lands of the world with the approval and at the direction of the first beast. Well, now that you have something to think about, I'm going to end the program. We'll visit tomorrow. This Present Truth program, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.